Since 1981, Unbound has connected people like you with families worldwide on their self-directed paths out of poverty. A brighter future is possible for these families when we all walk together. Sponsor a child today, and you'll help a family take the first steps on their path. Change their future in just one click. Start walking with your new friend today at unbound.org/walk.
All right, cosmic adventurers, buckle up. We're going on a deep dive today.
Decoding your cosmic DNA.
Ooh. I like that. Love it.
Yeah.
Yep. We're tackling birth charts.
We are. Your own personal cosmic fingerprint.
So much more than just like, you know, reading your horoscope in the newspaper.
Right. No shade on those. But yeah. This is the real deal.
This is like level 2 astrology.
Exactly. It's about understanding the deeper meaning, the patterns and placement.
The blueprint.
The blueprint. Yeah. Of you.
So how do we even start to like unpack all this?
Well, we start with what astrologers call the big three.
Big three. Okay. Hit me.
Your sun sign, moon sign, and your rising sign.
Okay. So sun sign. Everyone knows their sun sign.
Right. What most people just call, you know, their sign.
Right. Right. I'm a Libra. I'm a Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
But what does it actually tell us about a person?
It's your core identity, like the essence of who you are.
Okay. So like at my core, I'm a Gemini.
Okay. So Geminis are known for being curious. Adaptable.
Okay. Yeah. True. Always up for trying new things.
Right. Exactly.
All right. So that's the sun. What about the moon?
Ah, the moon. That's where things get juicy.
Okay. Tell me more.
The moon sign represents your inner world, your emotions, your instincts, your needs.
Oh, okay. Like the stuff we don't always show to the world.
Exactly. The hidden depths.
Okay. I like that. Hidden depths. Now, what about this rising sign?
Your rising sign, this is how you present yourself to the world.
Ooh, okay. So like first impressions.
Yeah, kind of like the mask you wear in a way. Not in a fake way, but
the persona we put out there.
Exactly. And it often influences our physical appearance and even our style.
So it's like the sun is our core, the moon is our inner world.
And the rising sign is how we project that out to everyone else.
So we've got these three big players. How do they all work together?
Well, that's where it gets interesting, because they can either complement each other or create some dynamic tension.
Ooh, tension. Like drama.
Like a cosmic drama unfolding within you.
Okay, I'm already hooked. So let's talk about, like, the other elements in a birth chart.
Mm.
Because I know it's not just the sun, moon, and rising. We got the planets, right?
Yes, the planets. Think of them as the characters.
Ooh, the characters. Okay, so each planet represents something different.
Exactly. They each have their own unique energy and domain. Like Mercury.
Okay, Mercury.
Rules communication, thinking, travel.
Okay, so where Mercury falls in your chart tells you something about how you communicate.
Exactly. How you process information, how you learn.
Oh, that's interesting. So like if Mercury's in, I don't know, let's say fiery Aries.
Ooh, that could mean you communicate in a very direct, passionate way, maybe even a little impulsive.
Okay, makes sense. What about some of the other planets, like Venus?
Ah, Venus, the planet of love, beauty, pleasure.
All right, Venus. So Venus shows up in, let's say, Taurus.
Okay, someone with Venus in Taurus often appreciates the finer things in life, sensory pleasures. And they approach relationships with a very grounded, loyal energy.
Wow. So each planet brings its own flavor.
Exactly. And it all depends on where they're placed in your birth chart. Which brings us to the houses.
The houses. Okay, explain the houses to me.
So imagine your birth chart, like a pie chart, sliced into 12 sections.
Okay, 12 slices.
Each slice represents a different area of life. Career, relationships, finances.
Oh, okay. Like different chapters in your story.
Yes, exactly. So where the planets fall within these houses tells us more about how those planetary energies will manifest in your life.
Okay, give me an example.
Say you have Mars, the planet of action and drive, and the 10th house, which rules career. That could indicate someone very ambitious, driven to succeed in their professional life.
Wow. So this is starting to feel like a cosmic puzzle we're piecing together.
And like any good puzzle, it takes time and patience to see the full picture.
This is already a lot to take in. I'm already getting a sense of like just how much information is packed into a birth chart.
And we've just scratched the surface.
Okay, so for our listeners who are like, okay, this is fascinating, but where do I even start? What would you say?
Well, first of all, don't get overwhelmed. It's a journey.
The journey, right.
And the first step is to find your birth chart. There are tons of free online resources that can generate it for you. You just need your birth date, time, and place.
Right. Got to have that accurate birth time.
It's key. And then start exploring. See what resonates with you. What surprises you.
It's like getting a glimpse into the cosmic code that makes you you.
Exactly. It's a powerful tool for self-discovery.
All right. So, dear listener, go forth and decode your cosmic DNA. And remember,
it's all about understanding yourself better, embracing your strengths, working with your challenges, and ultimately living a more authentic life.
Yeah, beautifully said. And that's our deep dive for today. Until next time, keep exploring.